And we have a very special guest with us this morning. We are here with Chef Jewel of Fairhope Chocolate. And we're going to learn all about the chocolate industry and how Chef Jewel got started and all about her new move. Jewel, if you'll tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the chocolate world.
Well, obviously, I love chocolate. So that was just a natural thing for me to do ever since I was a child.
Of course.
My mother would get a big box of chocolate, and she knew immediately that she had to put it somewhere special because I'd eat the whole thing. But I got into the chocolate industry probably about 10 years ago, and I went to pastry school and culinary school. And when I graduated, I was trying to figure out what to do, and this great opportunity came up for me to sell Newhouse Chocolates of Belgium. So I took that opportunity, and then I've expanded to adding my own Fairhope chocolate line as well.
That's fantastic. Now, which culinary school did you attend?
I went to, at the time, it was called Faulkner. Yes, now it's Coastal Alabama. And it was... and still is in Gulf Shores, the Culinary Arts Institute of Gulf Shores.
Oh, wow. So someone here locally is actually able to attend a culinary school and then start their own culinary degree. That's fantastic to know. I don't know if everyone is aware of that.
Well, it is a fantastic program. The thing I really loved about going there is we have such high-quality teachers who are just the top of their industry. And when you go to a place like Coastal, you actually get taught by that teacher. It's small enough that you're not being taught by TAs and by other people who are filling in for them. You actually are taught by the real people who are in charge of the program, and they're phenomenal. I learned so much. Such a good opportunity to have that great local education.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how did you have the opportunity to sell the Belgium chocolate? How did that come about?
I have a friend who is French who was in business with Newhouse and knew the upper management of Newhouse at the time. This has been a while. Some of these connections have changed since then. But he said, you know, I know you. I know how fussy you are and meticulous, and I know that you would be a perfect match for selling these chocolates. So he really recruited me, and I was very unsure about doing this in Fairhope, Alabama for numerous reasons, but mainly I was worried about the price. But I'll tell you, it is just such phenomenal chocolate. So when my Frenchman friend Mark gave me this opportunity, I really leapt at it because I knew if I could just get people to try this incredible chocolate, this incredible Couverture chocolate, that they would understand what it was.
Absolutely. And we had the opportunity to do that last February. Or no, actually, I think it was around this time last year. We did a photo shoot, and you were a part of that. And that was with our featured family for February, the Christie family. So,
yes.
And I just adored, I mean, that chocolate was fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So we enjoyed having you there. So, but you have recently made a move.
Yes.
And tell us, I understand there's a lot going on. You're going to have, I believe, a computer bar, but fill us in a little bit about that.
We are so excited that we have moved to a larger location at 403 Fairhope Avenue, the old Andres in downtown Fairhope. And I love to tell people we're just east of that famous downtown clock with the big purple awning. So that's where we are now. We're on the north side of Fairhope Avenue, and we've got that big purple awning. So look for that. We have had a few supply chain issues, like every single human being who's tried to do anything in the last year. We are still waiting on our beautiful new cases to come, but we are slowly adding product every day. We have We have a big bar where there's plenty of plugs to plug in your computer. We have fantastic Wi-Fi. We also are going to have eventually beer, wine, an espresso bar. And eventually, you can look forward to within the next 3 months or so, us adding a small lunch service that will be offered pretty much all day.
Oh,
so
wow, that's amazing.
We have always tried to do something different. That has been my goal, do something different, fill a niche that has not been filled, which, by the way, when you ask how I got into chocolate, that's another way. I felt that this darling town, this beautiful place, I was in the absolute most charming little French
it
quarter
sure is, yeah.
for years. So being back there in this charming little French quarter, which I have to just give them a shout out. Thank you so much to the Fairhope French Quarter for the wonderful start that I got. And it was just such a charming, perfect situation for me back there. We simply outgrew it. So,
well, that's a testament to the French Quarter as well. I mean, they've given a lot of people a good start. Panini Pete.
Yeah.
Christy Lynn that's there.
Yes. Christina Lynn. Yeah.
Christina Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so you were able to outgrow it. And that just, there really was a need for your.
Yes. There was a need for this. And we are now at the point where we want to offer a coffee bar. But what we have discovered that there is a niche for there to be a lunch service that goes past 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon. So we are going to be offering a very small select number of high-end sandwiches and soup and a salad that you can get until 5 o'clock at night, so that when we have tourists in here, tourists keep different schedules. They may get up at 11, grab mm-hmm. a croissant, walk around town, and then maybe they want lunch at 3. So we're going to try to fill that niche of having a small lunch service that fits in to that as well.
That's awesome. So tell me, you started the Fairhope chocolate line as well.
Yes. Yes.
So I haven't had the chance to try that yet. Mark, have you tried the Fairhope chocolate line?
I have not yet.
Oh.
Oh, I wish I had known. I would have brought you samples.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You two
I'm
are,
all about the chocolate.
You all are welcome to come up and try something. I'd be happy to. But the Fairhope chocolate line has focused on offering a Southern-inspired line. Obviously, the Belgian okay. chocolates, they do a lot of gianduja, which is a nut. You know it more as like a kind of a Nutella. But it's Nutella has chocolate in it as well. But gianduja is like a hazelnut paste. So you will see things in the Belgian line, things like truffles and the gianduja praline, which is a ground nut kind of mixture that they put in the line. That's going to be very different from what I offer, because I'm focusing on more of a Southern. So we have the caramel, the in-house made caramel, whole heavy cream, real butter, real vanilla. The vanilla we use in all of our creations is a Madagascar origin vanilla. It is so good. You can taste it. You can taste our vanilla immediately. But we wanted to do things like the pecan caramel delights, the dipped caramels. We also offer things that people really, really love and want, like a dipped marshmallow and a dipped Oreo. But we do them in a little more high end.
Oh my goodness, you're yeah. talking my language and my mm-hmm. children's language.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
to give Savannah a dipped marshmallow last night for her hot cocoa.
Well,
so.
There you go. Yes, perfect hot cocoa. We're doing the hot cocoa bombs too, the hot chocolate bombs right now also.
Oh, so. Goodness, this is the perfect time of year for that. It's rainy, it's cold.
Yeah.
Those would have been nice last night while we were decorating our Christmas tree.
Yes, and we use all Couverture chocolate, which is the highest quality chocolate that you can get. It has a minimum of 30-32% chocolate in it. So when you look at this is a bit of an oversimplification, but for our purposes, when you look at Couverture chocolate, it's going to be a minimum of 30-32% coming from the actual chocolate, the cacao pod.
Sure.
So if you look at a supermarket, common supermarket brand of chocolate, you're only going to be getting, and this is in pure chocolate. I'm just talking about the chocolate, not the fillings. But you're really looking at about 10-11% chocolate from those. Mm. So you're what how they make up the difference, and they do this to deal with changes in humidity and changes in temperature. Their chocolate will hold a little better than mine does because they do put some edible paraffins in them, like wax in them, mm-hmm. to hold them. And we simply don't do that. You're going to get our chocolate starts around 33% and we go up to 70-80% chocolate in our Couverture chocolate creations. Now, and you'll taste the difference immediately.
So tell me a little bit more about the source of chocolate. So we all know that it comes from the cocoa bean. Where is that grown? Is that in the U.S.? So do you have to import that? And how has that affected you?
The cacao trees are grown 20 plus and minus latitude of the, I always get my latitude and longitude mixed up, but the horizontal line.
Of the equator?
Of the equator, yes. Okay. And so you have a narrow region in the tropics within a rainforest. And that narrow region is affected by global warming, climate change, and it is also affected by competing crops. So you want to think about coffee, vanilla, things that crops that might have done a little better on some years than chocolate and done a little worse. So you also have competing crops. You're also talking about people who work these industries really living day to day in terms of their economy. And so they're going to go with what's giving them the biggest return.
Sure.
So you have a very narrow area. It prefers less developed land. This isn't corn we're planting. You don't plant it in like a crop and then use a crop machinery to pick it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go in rows. It grows kind of randomly underneath the canopy of the rainforest. And it's hand-picked because although there is a very slight chocolate season where more pods are ripe than others. Really, chocolate, like some pods will be ripe and some won't. So they have to be hand checked, mm-hmm. and hand picked. And usually they take a big machete and just knock the cacao pod off the tree. So it's very labor intensive. You have a very, it's kind of doesn't really have a set growing and picking time. You can't use machinery. And you're also affected by war. Most of our chocolate comes from areas of the world that may not always be stable. So you have places like 70 to 80% of world chocolate production comes from the Ivory Coast and Ghana. And when you have something like a pandemic hit, you're looking at the workforce being affected a lot. It's an interesting industry.
Well, for sure. And, you know, you're speaking, you know, to me, I love systems and the world and economy and how things work. I really enjoy learning more about that. So you're talking about an industry that is really tough. You're talking about labor, like physical labor, not machine labor.
Yes.
And, you know, trying to import that across this. That's why chocolate is such a delicacy.
It is, yeah.
So my question, though, I mean, there's candy bars all around.
Yeah.
So is that real? I mean, I hate to say that, but if it's such a hard commodity
and
to
very
obtain.
Expensive.
And very expensive.
Yes and
how,
no.
Why is there so much candy?
There's 1,000 Snickers bars at every corner, every corner intersection where all the gas stations are. Every gas station's got 300 or 400 chocolate bars in it. So,
yeah, so what's in those Snickers bars? I mean, is that something that we should really even be eating?
I can tell you in general what I know about what's in something like a Snickers bar. I obviously do not know exactly what's in a trademark Snickers bar. So I will talk in general about those style
a candy bar in general.
Yes, a candy bar in general.
Yeah.
So 90% of the weight of a nougat-filled, peanut-filled, or coconut-filled, or whatever, caramel-filled chocolate is going to come from the filling.
Okay.
Then you maybe are putting 10% of chocolate onto that, and of that, only 10% is actually from the cacao pod.
The cacao, okay.
So you're looking at the introduction of certain possibly things like tropical oils,
okay,
or hydrogenated oils. They don't really use hydrogenated, but the synthetic or okay, man-made or
like
man,
corn.
Probably more like cocoa, coconut oils.
Okay,
because that's also a saturated fat. So when you're looking at a chocolate bar and you're paying $2, you go to your gas station, you're paying $2 for
okay,
a bar. You have to remember that 90% of that weight is the filling.
Sure.
And then of the 10% of what's coating the chocolate, only 10% is chocolate. So 1% of the weight. So if you have 100 grams of a chocolate bar, you only have 1 gram,
one
of,
gram
chocolate.
Of chocolate. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, or 10 gram. Yeah, 1 gram of chocolate. So you're not looking at a lot of, yes, they're using chocolate. There are also three types of chocolate that are grown, and they have a different, like one is very, very aggressive. You get a high yield.
Okay.
The other one, like the Madagascar chocolate, is a low yield plant.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you get very little from that. So they're not, these companies are not using the Madagascar.
Okay.
Or if they are, there's also blends. So you can say something is 30%, but they might be using 29% of the lower quality chocolate and putting in 1% of
just,
the higher
just for,
quality.
For flavor and make sure that it, it
and also to put it on the label.
Okay.
So,
okay.
To put
yeah,
it on the label.
Keep it on the label.
Keep
okay,
it on the label. Yeah. So you can say that I don't know what these companies are doing. I'm not accusing
anyone of
anything.
This is generic candy bars.
This is just generic candy bars. But a lot, you know, you think about it, you buy a candy bar, most of it is not chocolate. You're, oh, I ate a chocolate bar for lunch. Did you really eat a chocolate bar?
No, you ate a nougat bar that had
a coating on
a
it.
A coating on it is what
yes,
you ate. Yeah.
And I will say, there are places for these chocolates.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you have a bunch of kids at a camp and you want to give them something, don't give them my chocolate. It's going to melt all over the place. I don't have the wax in there to hold it. And these are they're decent tasting. It's more of a mouthfeel, I would say. So, but it's just different. It's just different. It's like going out on a show like today. I can say that people who are listening to a food show probably understand the difference between going out for a fine meal or going out for a cheap, not so fine meal.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yes.
And that's the difference. And I'm the first one to say, let's go get that cheap meal because yum, you know.
Yeah, well,
so.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ford and Chevrolet both make excellent cars, and you know they're great, and you know whatever. But if you ever drive a Lexus or anything on up, you're like, oh, there's a difference here.
There's a difference.
There is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, too, that depending on where you are and what you want in life, like for me, I call the new house the adult chocolate, although there are a couple ways of looking at that. So do you want your kids to overeat on not so good food, or do you want them to be raised in a way to understand good quality food and eating less of it? So you can, that's a balance, too. But I call it your adult chocolate. Like for me, too, I can have one piece of this a day. It's just so rich and so delicious, and you'll feel it and you'll taste it and it'll melt in your mouth, and it's really amazing, amazing stuff. So,
and you will think about that all day long, whereas, and you'll stay filled from that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you grab a, you know, a cheap candy bar, you'll eat that, and then you're still going to be craving because of all the
sugar inside of the high
exactly,
sugar count. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and the the big companies who supply, like your grocery store or your gas station, they are realizing that they need to up their game a little bit, and they have improved their chocolate recently. And you will see more labeling that reflects that, particularly with their dark bars.
Sure.
I've noticed a trend towards using more chocolate in those bars.
A higher cacao count.
Yes, a higher cacao count, higher amounts of chocolate in that from the pod. So, and you really can't eat 100% chocolate. 100 We really don't do.
You can do about
90%, but you need to make something, to make a bonbon, you do need to add in cocoa butter, and you're going to need to add in sugar, and you're going to need to add in a little lecithin, which probably is a soy lecithin, but you can also use other, it's an emulsifier, which helps it to flow. And so if you have milk chocolate is simply dark chocolate with milk solids added. So you're gonna, when you get to about 30 to 40% in milk chocolate, you need to have room in that percentage. You have 100% of ingredients. You've got to have some room for the milk and the sugar and the lecithin and the.
Well, there's a video on YouTube that you can look up. It's a kid that takes a bite of Hershey's cocoa. Okay,
and yes, I've seen that.
And I swear that this could have been me, because I looked like that when I was that age, and I did the exact same thing. You know, grandmother's thing of cocoa. I wanted some of that so bad. And you take a bite of cocoa and you put it in your mouth, and you're like, oh God, what is this?
You
know,
it's like,
oh, that's horrible. You know, and you're
so true.
Because it doesn't have the butter, it doesn't have the milk, it doesn't have the sugar, it doesn't have all the things that make it good.
Yes. And I will say, in the United States in particular, but also in Europe, cocoa butter can be sold for a lot more money in cosmetics. So cocoa butter is very expensive because there's a lot of competition for it. Cocoa butter is used in cosmetics. And if you think about a high-end brand of cosmetics, maybe you go up to Dillard's and you ask for a really nice night cream, and perhaps it has some cocoa butter in it. You think about a little 1.5-ounce jar and what that will cost you, $70 or so, or whatever it is. That they're getting a lot more money from the cosmetic industry, and that also competes cosmetics and selling the cocoa butter to cosmetic companies. So if you can take out the cocoa butter, sell it to high-end chocolatiers, and sell it to the cosmetic industry, and replace it with tropical fats, tropical oils, then you can make more money as a chocolate company.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really fascinating, and we went down a path I hadn't anticipated. So we've just got a couple of more minutes left. So tell us what we could find when we stop in your new place on Fairhope Avenue, the purple awning just down from the clock.
Yep.
What might we find there? And Christmas presents?
Oh, absolutely beautiful Christmas presents. We have tons of things from Newhouse. I can't begin to tell you how wonderful these presents are all year round. It's the no dusting, the no finding a curio cabinet to put it in. It will be loved. It will be eaten. They're just phenomenal. We have beautiful gift sets, and we do ship this time of year as well. The other thing you'll find is in-house made gelato. I studied under an Italian chef and learned how to make all of my own gelato. We keep it super fresh. You're not going to come in there and find ice crystals on it, or, you know, that it's been out for 5 days sitting in a case. We remove it every night. We put fresh in every morning. It's phenomenal gelato. You're going to find homemade croissants, fresh breads. We make sourdough almost every day. I'm actually working on a QR code for our menu, so you'll be able to go to Facebook and just scan it, and you'll get all of our listings. That's coming in about 2 weeks or so. We have all of our chocolates, gift sets, pastries, cinnamon rolls, cookies, amazing cookies. We are all butter, all whole heavy cream, the real stuff.
The real good stuff.
Real good stuff. And we have just beautiful cookies, dipped caramels, and we're just offering more products every single day. You can order cakes. We make our own French buttercream, which is unbelievable. And you can come in, and pretty soon you'll be able to get a glass of wine or lunch, or you'll also be able to get some coffee.
Wine and chocolate.
Ooh,
okay.
That sounds nice. Well, Jewel, thank you so much for coming in today. This has been fascinating.
Where are you located?
We are located just east of the clock in downtown Fairhope,
okay,
underneath the purple awning, okay, at 403 Fairhope Avenue, and that is the old Andres.
Where Andres used to,
yes,
be. Okay.
Yes.
And were you in Fairhope before that?
Yes, we were in the Fairhope French Quarter for just starting our ninth, mm-hmm, year when we moved.
Okay.
And
so yeah, if you go to the French Quarter and you're looking for the chocolate store and you're like, oh no, it's gone, which I actually did just a couple of weeks ago, you're over at where Andres used to be now, right?
Yes.
Over by the clock.
Yes, yes, that is correct. And what things to look for this next year? We'll be expanding our hours. We're going to be offering beer and wine. The coffee bar is coming. We're getting new cases. Hang in there with us. It's going to be spectacular.
Yay.
Absolutely. It is a gorgeous setting. I've been inside already. Plush velvet couches to sit on. It is just beautiful. And the chocolate and cookies are to die for.
Well, thank you so much. And of course, we've got our signature purple couches. So come on by and
absolutely
sit on a purple couch and eat your chocolate. You'll feel like royalty.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you at your store.
Well, super. Thank you so much.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much. And we will talk with you guys next Friday.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've been listening to Foodie Friday, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine. And we now get back to our more music on 1480 WADF.